Welcome to Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles and where no man is left behind.
Jesus died for our sins. His blood washed away these stains. He died to give you freedom. So why do you still wear those chains, 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 chains?
This is Band of Brothers Radio.
Good day and welcome to Band of Brothers Radio. You have come to that location on the internet where we talk about the real issues that men face on a daily basis. It's about being transparent, brutally honest, and biblically sound, and offering both hope and help for men. We have a topic today that all of us have to deal with at one time or another. All of us have this to a certain degree. It's just part of takes place in this walk with the Lord. Some have the spiritual gift of this, of even more, but we all have it. It's called discernment. Yes, to be able to tell the difference between good and evil, or right and wrong, of being able, and how we end up making decisions based on that. And the one who is the expert on this, because he's the one who wanted to bring up the topic, I said, okay, let's go with that. Actually, it's the second one. I gave him something else, but he made the other one in jest. We'll talk about that another time. So anyway, possibly. But anyway, we'll see what takes place. In the studio with me today, the expert himself, Duke, is in the house.
Beat me up. Thank you.
That's not beating you up. That's kind of lifting you up, and we all have expectations.
That's right. I got wide
now.
Shoulders, brother. I can take it. Okay. All right.
Yeah. With the Lord. Okay, so we wanted to talk about discernment and everything, and about things that you end up, there's a reason for it. What was it?
Well, with all things, we're challenged sometimes with, am I making the right decision and am I listening to the right voices? So discernment is one of those topics that has, I guess, mystified me in a bit, in that it's hard to know for sure, I guess, if you're making the right choice with some things. So, for example, you've got to make an important decision, and you put it to prayer and you ask God to show you if this is the right decision to make, right? Mm-hmm. Because we are drawn to wanting to make self-serving decisions, naturally. I don't want to be out of my comfort zone. I want to be happy, comfortable, all that. But yet, Lord, I want to do this. And it almost has the connotation of, and just add your blessing, would you? Mm-hmm. Instead of, Lord, let it be your will, not mine.
Right.
That dance is what is kind of what I've been going through the last several weeks.
So now, just because you have something that's going on in your life, we all use discernment to be able to determine which direction. Let's just go with what it says about discernment, the actual definition, or one of them, I should say. Discernment is defined as the quality of being able to grasp and comprehend what is obscure. An act of perceiving something, a power to see what is not evident to the average mind. Okay. The definition also stresses accuracy, as in the ability to see the truth. Spiritual discernment is the ability to tell the difference between truth and error. It is basic to having wisdom.
Yes.
Okay. And wisdom is something that comes from, from knowing the Lord. And with that comes experience, generally, as a rule. So you'll find that men of elderly age, in a sense.
The gray hairs?
Not necessarily gray, but okay. Sometimes it may be the start of gray, in a sense,
yep.
That they have actually have more experiences so that they would be more or wiser, I should say. Not more wiser, but wiser, right? But that isn't necessarily true all the time either, right?
No, there seems to be that variable there.
Well, there's things that actually will actually obscure the thought of whether or not something is right and something is wrong. You know, in many cases, sometimes I know that for myself, my own desires will sometimes overrule. Will trump whatever might be taking place, where I'm questioning what it is I need to go or need to do or need to run or need to whatever it is. Okay, or even giving examples or to someone else. Okay, is this important? Is this the way? You know, for those of us that are controllers, it's pretty challenging sometimes. Discernment, we might think we got it, and sometimes when we get someone else that confirms it, that's always more, more beneficial. It may not be what we want, but it is probably going to help in the long run.
Well, it absolutely, those little confirmation of whatever it is you have.
Right.
If your eyes are open to it and your ears are open to it, I think that. But here's the dance, brother.
And the music is loud, too. It is.
It's because the world has got its own tune, and God, you know, we're trying to listen to the heavenly tunes, you could say.
Yes.
But there is that rub where you're saying, thank you, Lord, for the discernment in favor of where I wanted to go, I guess is a way to put it. That is,
I can't deny
that there's been decisions that I've struggled with, and or I won't say struggled, that were challenging. You had to make a decision, mm-hmm. and you pressed into God, say, Lord, am I doing your will in this? Mm-hmm. And it's not difficult to determine that.
Right.
You know,
right.
The basics of this is good, this is bad and stuff. It's the ones that you go, I want to do this, and a little bit of, Lord, I can't see why not, and would you bless
right.
it?
Right.
Or I'm so glad you blessed it, and then that reflection of, was that really God or did I do that?
Okay, well, let's take it a step back, a couple of steps here.
Okay.
Before we were even believers, okay? Think about the decisions that we've made. I think I got a handful in my head already of my own experiences that I made decisions that were major decisions that I, in hindsight, okay, I'm looking back and going, I don't know if that would have necessarily been the right thing to do. Knowing what the Lord has done as a result. This is where that verse where it says that, what the enemy had meant for destruction, okay, that the Lord is glorified as a result of it.
All right.
Okay, so keeping that in mind, even not being a believer at the time, I remember making a decision to move up here to the Northwest from the Southwest, okay. And I did it for various reasons. My reasoning was I needed to get away from the family that was telling me about my behavior and the way that I was living my life, that I should ease back or stop doing certain things. And I just got tired of it, frankly. And my wife at the time, you know, she was in favor of moving to cooler weather because she was up from this part of the country, right?
Okay.
And so the Southwest, where it's hot all the time, or warm. Sure, in the wintertime it's great, but in the summertime it gets really... Anyway, long story, I ended up taking advantage of the fact that she didn't want to have to be there, in a sense. I didn't have to necessarily use that as the reasoning. So I applied for school. I got my associates down below, and now it was perfect timing. I applied for school up here, and I got accepted for my last 2 years to be able to do that in this town. And so I went, wow, okay, we're going up there because this is where I'm going to finish my education in this college up in Bellingham, okay? So I justified it that way. My wife at the time was very happy that we were moving, okay? It was a good thing. My family down below, of course, down below in the Southwest, we're actually not as pleased that we were going to be so far away and with our new, our first child and stuff. So, but for me, I went with it, felt really bad and so on and so forth. Yet we made the move, okay?
Yeah.
Now, was it the right move? Well, you know, hindsight, I look at everything that's taking place today because I eventually got to that place of a relationship with Jesus Christ that was an awakening that got me to this place where I'm at today. And so many blessings have taken place as a result of it.
Amen. Amen.
So if I look back at that point, you know, back then, boy, a lot of people would have thought that's a really dumb move. And for the wrong reasons, right?
Yes. Well, and part of this discernment or decision stuff, I'm going to say, didn't seem so hard before I knew God. In other words, there's also this perspective, brother, that even with absent of discernment, is not our paths predestined? That is, that God knows in advance, even to the point to before we open our mouths for prayers, he knows what we're going to say. So,
oh, absolutely.
So part of the rub to me is like, okay, I can have that hindsight and I can see where things were orchestrated, not even being mindful of God, and look back and go, oh, wow, I'm so glad it worked that way. And he knew more than he had the wisdom I didn't have to direct my path.
True.
So why should I discern?
But the thing is, though, is that does that really matter, whether God knows or not? I mean, he could actually know that if we make a decision right now today, that may be a decision where I put myself in harm's way, and my life is taken as a result of a decision that I make.
Okay?
All right,
gotcha.
So that's why they say hindsight is 20/20. You look back and say, oh, yeah, God allowed this to take place. Well, yes, but if there were things that you see the path, it's always easier when you're past it to be able to look at it, look back and say, okay,
of course.
This was, of course, you know, obviously it may not have been the right decision or the best decision, I should say, at that time. And we're using my example as for that right now. And yet God, once again, because I believe he wanted certain things to take place as a result of my decision making. We have a free will. That doesn't take anything away from what God knows what we're going to do.
Okay. Granted.
He allows things to take place in our lives so that we would hopefully learn or be able to be blessed by it or to be able to gain wisdom that would benefit expanding the kingdom down the road in our testimony with other people, okay, of saying, oh, this is where I kind of just made some really idiotic decisions, okay, and I made tons of them, believe me, tons of them, and even as a believer, okay. Because, and now go forward into becoming a believer where all of a sudden my life has changed.
Yes.
And now I hear of the opportunities I have to have this relationship with Jesus Christ, to be able to seek him for the wisdom, the discernment, the confirmation on certain things in my life. Should I marry this person? Should I leave this person? Should I be here or should I be there? You know, is it, you know, my... You know, whatever it may be. So the key then becomes the relationship between me and the Lord.
Well, and I understand that it's a progressive walk, but it seems as though that God has gifted each one of us with the intelligence to exercise that free will, being mindful of him. So sometimes I'm like, Lord, am I asking for your, I guess, confirmation too much? Do I turn right at the stoplight, or do I go straight? And then you go, okay, wait a minute, a little bit too far down the rabbit hole here. I know the truth. I know where he's leading me. I know the difference between good and evil and right and wrong. We all do at our very core. So then it comes down to, you know, praying for his blessing in the decision I've made because he's gifted me to do so. And that, Lord, you know, put such a roadblock up that says that this is not your will, that I'll see it.
Yeah, well, I don't think that necessarily always falls in that simple, easy category because of the free will. I mean, if he did not allow me to go ahead and do the thing, I mean, if you saw me at that one night where my life was so much darkness and there was no hope in my life, and I had a shotgun in my mouth with my thumb on the trigger, you, as a brother of mine, what would you do? You'd probably wrestle me to knock that out of my mouth.
Amen.
Okay? But the Lord allowed that to take place because I had to get to this place of realizing what I was doing was not going to be beneficial to my children. Thought that kept me from doing that sort of thing. Whereas those that are here with me, okay, you in this case here, I use that as an example, you would have knocked me away from that and said, no, what are you doing? Okay? But the Lord allowed that to take place because he wanted certain things for me to see. No different than who was it that took his son up to the mountain?
Yeah, Abram.
And took him up there and said, okay, you know, bring you haul the wood and we're going to go on up. We're going to go spend some time with the Lord. And, you know, little did Isaac know what was going to be taking place. And even Abraham, for that matter, he was just going to follow what the Lord wanted him to do. He was being tested, okay? So often we get tested and we sometimes feel like, okay, maybe this is the direction I need to go. The only way of discerning the difference or what the truth or what it is that he wants us to do is that relationship of time and prayer with him, I think. So let's do this. I'm just going to – let's take a break because we have to take a break. And we'll come back and let's talk about that, some of the things that are necessary for us to do to be able to discern, to be able to receive what it is that the Lord has in store for us, no matter what the decision that is on the table. Sure. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band Brothers Radio.
Does the enemy have you pinned down, caught in the crosshairs? There's always a way out. Fire an email to help@bandofbrothersradio.com and we'll offer a strategy.
You're busy and the last thing you want to worry about is lawn work. What if someone else took care of that for you? If you live in Northwest Washington, Kane's Lawn and Garden can take that job off your to-do list. With almost 30 years of experience, you know they have satisfied customers who continue to rely on them year after year. Kane's Lawn and Garden can provide as little or as much as you need. Mowing, edging, pruning, fertilizing, weed control, and even general property cleanup. Take advantage of special pricing right now. Request a quote by visiting their website, caneslawnandgarden.com. That's Canes, spelled C-A-I-N-S, lawnandgarden.com.
When you feel like you're alone in your sadness, and it seems like no one in this whole world cares, and you want to get away from the madness, you just go.
Welcome back to Band Brothers Radio. I tell you, this crud is just kind of eats at me early in the morning, and usually by mid-morning it goes away, and then, you know.
And I'm listening to the lyrics of the song, Calling Me Lord, and I'll Be There. and you're still dealing with the crud. Sorry about that, brother.
No, that's all right. We're on we're on the same page, but on two different books.
There you go. There you go.
So this thing on discernment, a lot of what we're talking about here is that you're actually in the process of making a major decision, you and your family, moving out of the area. And then my experiences of that I shared with you before being a believer of how I made decisions.
Yes.
Mine were based on what I wanted, okay, which is so selfish, okay? Yes, I justified it by saying, oh, this is what my spouse wanted and so on and so forth. For that matter, there's so many decisions I made before that was based on me.
Yes.
Okay. And doesn't mean that they were all bad decisions, but a lot of them were, they're questionable and some were just idiotic in a sense. Okay. But here today, as a follower of Christ, I can fall into the same category as I was before.
Yes.
I can make some idiotic decisions based that I believe this is what God wants me to do because this is my will. And if you only knew what God says to me all the time, et cetera, et cetera, et
yeah,
cetera.
I got a connection with the big guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. So don't tell me what to do. God's already told me what to do.
Yeah.
You know? And that is a huge, boy, that can bring us some real complications in our life when we think that we've heard from God. And we tell others this is what it is, and then we go down the path that where maybe others would be harmed as a result of that sort of thing, you know?
Well, therein lies part of the decision, at least in my case, as a family man and having children and grandchildren, that certainly the decision that I've made recently to move comes with baggage. It comes with more discernment.
Yes.
And I don't want to second guess that stuff, but part of one of the things that we do here on this show, or you and I, is that I tend to take examples of stuff I'm working through right now because it helps me to work through it on the show, and it's confirming to me. It's part of the discernment process that I use, actually.
Yes.
It's the same as we do maybe when we're fellowshipping with another brother, asking him for prayer or an elder for guidance. It's all discernment. And the one thing you said earlier about making different decisions than when before we were believers versus when we are believers, mm-hmm. I don't think that I worried much about discernment when I wasn't a believer. Because it was all my idea.
And that's where our language changes. Back then, it was like right or wrong. That's how you looked at it. You didn't look
much.
At discernment. We didn't use that in that sense. That you know, but in this case here, we get the word discernment from what the Bible says about that. Okay.
Well, and it's wisdom, a greater purpose, a bigger picture.
Right, but you're still being influenced by whatever it is and how you're influenced. And that's the key, is that when we know that the Lord, when we're seeking to do the Lord's will, that becomes a primary focus on our lives. I mean, that's truly what it comes down to. When I accepted Jesus as my Savior, and, you know, little did I realize, I know that they said it, that he was also to be my Lord. Okay, and I said, yes, of course he is. You know, he's my Savior. But I did not know that he was going to be, in a sense, the manager of my life, that I was still going to be the one in charge of making decisions. I just happen to know the Lord. I've got him in my back pocket here. When I need him, I can go to him. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. Oh,
I mean,
yes.
So many of us as men, we fall into that category.
We do.
You know? I've been forgiven of my sins by him. Now, I've got consequences as a result of my sins, and I'm willing to be responsible for those and endure whatever it is I need to endure for that. But knowing with the hope that people can say, hey, listen, just get through this, take care of this, and I still end up had an obscure way of going through my life, even as a believer. I've made some idiotic decisions as a believer. I mean, and I justified it with that, hey, the Lord prompted me. He told me this. You know, amazing that one-on-one you end up with the Lord when you finally really do get together with him. It's like he doesn't have to say anything.
Well, you know, just because we're followers and we're in prayer and we're asking doesn't mean that Satan isn't still looking for his foothold. So, yeah, part of the challenge sometimes is those decisions where you reflect back and go, was I really being obedient to you, Lord? Did I really listen to you? Or was Satan saying, nah, it's easier to do it this way and it'll be okay?
Yes.
I don't know that I've ever come up with a pattern that has no error or mistake in it.
Mm-hmm.
As you pointed out earlier, even those things that I think that we're discerning well, actually, if we look back on them, if they didn't turn out exactly how we thought they should, mm-hmm. maybe that was still good discernment because that's exactly what God had in mind for you at that mm-hmm. time.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the dance and the rub.
Yeah.
In my recent experience, I tended to go back to some things we've talked about before that some of the listeners may need to hear. You'd mentioned it during the break about what do you do? How do you qualify? Is it from God or is it me? To a place where you can say, I'm good with that. And just receive it without beating it up. Because
mm-hmm.
there have been times when I'll think, this is my prompting.
Yeah.
But then it seems difficult.
Right.
And you go, well, was this really where he wanted me? Or is the difficulty part of what I'm to learn?
Yeah.
And that kind of that deal. I'm here to say that I believe there's been times in my life where I did discern and felt that I was being obedient and mindful of what God's path would be for me in that, and somehow know it. I mean, there's a peace that resides in some of those decisions.
Yes.
It's the ones that you want the peace to reside or you think it's going to reside.
Right.
That jam me up.
And you try to make something. See, I can stir things up. I can make a lot of things happen in my life. But I don't make them right, okay? I don't make them right. That's not the one. It's the Lord that if I'm doing his will, it's going to be correct, okay? It's going to be the right thing. But I can stir up a lot of stuff, and that's part of some of us have that nature of taking the bull by the horns and running with it, saying, look, come on, follow me, let's go. Crash right through this wall and go from there. Before we know it, there's a lot of broken bones and busted up things, and et cetera, et cetera. My point is that we get to this place with our relationship with the Lord of being able to truly seek his will, not mine. Your will, Lord, not mine, be done. And in doing so, that's real scary. It's sometimes easier said than done.
Yes.
I mean, it's easier said when you can sit there and tell somebody else and you say, yes, I'm seeking to do the Lord's will, but I've got my, you know, my desire is right here. Lord, you know my heart. I really want this to work. I believe that this can work. I'll do whatever you want me to do to make this work. You start dealing with God, right?
Yeah.
I even do that as a believer at times, you know?
Yeah.
And circumstances, and believe me, I'm not trying to be flippant about this. I'm not trying to be sarcastic about it. But sometimes I've used the Lord, and I know I'm not alone in this, for my benefit. I use his name. And I know that that probably just saddens him in the sense, really, Raul, do you have to go there? Why don't you just do as I choose you to do, you know, or not do, or whatever that might be. And it comes right back to one more thing, my personal pride, my desire, my, you know, my selfishness. So how do I know if I'm not being selfish, you know?
Well, and there also is the journey and the dance. There's been many times when I had gone to prayer about a decision and had that thought. That is, am I just bringing this to you, Lord, because I want your stamp of approval and a go forward on it?
Yeah.
Or is it something that now I can go to my spouse, my family, and say, yep, I brought it to the Lord, and he gave me that answer, okay?
He's right here with me.
That's right. So don't mess with me. It's a good one. I'm not sure that there's a perfect answer, which is why I love this topic. What I have been experiencing is, I guess, the prompting to not be anxious and to be patient and prayerful with the reminder of the promise that I got your back, Duke. I got your back. I want you to live the desires of your heart. I want you to live in joy and spread my word in joy and all that. So quit thinking so deep about it, and when I show up, just accept it. Mm. And that's part of my dance. Now, we're all wired differently. Some folks just accept it and don't question it, but there's been enough times where I thought it was his voice and it wasn't.
Yeah.
So I tend to, but in this case of the move that we're making now, I believe that the confirmation of what I've learned and want to embrace has shown up.
Mm-hmm.
And in such a way that I'm actually going, okay, really? So here I'm questioning it now. Here I pray about it. The promptings come. Doors are opened. And I'm almost a little bit like my palms sweat a little bit about, really? Is this, I've been asking for this. Is this, you delivering this to me, Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that discernment coming to tuition? I think so. I feel confident about it, and my prayers are, Lord, show me in such a way that I would understand if this is not your will. Amen?
Yeah. You know, here's the deal, is so often we have, and we'll get into this, and we're getting into it right now, with, you know, how do we start to keep us on the path of seeking to know God's will in a certain situation versus doing what we think is God's will without confirmation.
Yeah. What's the division there?
And that's where it requires relationship with other followers, with men. In this case, we're talking to men, so that's what we'll talk about here. With men having relationship with other men who are, we know, are godly men who are actually, you see the fruit of their life and what's taken place and how they've made decisions that required discerning,
okay?
And what they did is that they shared with me that they sought others' counsel, okay, and asked them to pray, okay, by giving them all the facts. Because, see, so often, and I've done this before in my walk, where I've given those who are wiser than me, those who I sought out to help guide me as such, say, this is an area that I'm looking for, making a decision, but I don't give all the facts. I just give the facts I want them to be able to pray about.
Okay.
Guess who's in control there, or trying to be? That's me.
Well, you would be, yes.
Yeah. Okay. And guess what's going to happen? It's, you know, nothing's going to come of it necessarily. Really. I've had it where they said, I haven't received anything. I don't know. So I take it on, you know, what the Lord is telling you, but I haven't said I receive none that says yes or no. The Lord will actually sometimes use others to be able to let us know on confirmation.
Okay.
We've done that ourselves, you and I.
Yes.
We're in situations where, hey, if this is something that if you pray about, if you receive anything that says, I don't need to be doing this, then let me know, you know. But the thing is that we have to ask, okay?
Yes.
And that's where a lot of times we don't, a lot of times if we really want something, we won't ask because we're in fear that we may not receive what we want to receive.
Yes.
Right? We won't hear what we want to hear.
Yeah.
And, you know, there once again is the challenge. But in my heart, if I truly want to be doing the Lord's will, I'm going to be in His Word. His Word's going to remind me in seeking Him. There's only two things that matter there. He says all of my commandments can be under these two, the law of the prophets, okay? Seek me with everything that you have, all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, everything you got. And then the other one is just like it. Love others as you love yourself. And nowhere there in those two categories does it talk about me.
Mm-mm.
It talks about seeking the Lord and His will for my life, okay, and the actions I need to take, and helping others. So, you know, that can be, that's a real awakening for us sometimes. You know, we sit there and go, oh, okay, but, you know, how does that apply to what I'm going to get?
Yes.
Well, the thing is that it applies as a result of me seeking the Lord. Okay. Jesus tried to really simplify it in a sense. You know, seek me, help others, and you'll know what it is that you need to do. But there are decisions that do have to be made at times and things that have to take place. But that's seeking the Lord in prayer. And then even having others that you know, whether they be your wife or your children or best friends or a small group or whatever, people that you know that you can trust in praying on that. And when you get more people praying like that, you know, and yes, you may get those who don't want you to leave or to don't want you to make that decision because they're going to, you know, they may imply their will in you know, in seeking that sort. But those are the things that the Lord's going to let you know about, you know?
Well, and He does. And part of my reflection that some of the listeners may want to know about is that progression for me was if I'm as I am, I shouldn't say if, as I am in His Word every day and praying each day. This is how I start off my day and then, of course, throughout the day. Things will come up that I'm going to say are the little discernment decisions that are almost effortless.
Yes.
Now, they didn't used to be. Like you said, the more that you're into the Word, the more that you're, He reveals Himself more. It just seems like the, because the world can fool you and Satan is so good that the larger decisions are the ones where I seem to stop and dwell on for a while.
Mm.
I mean, they are. They have many, many more tentacles to it than the daily how I'm driving to work and do I have the right attitude when I get to the office kind of thing, okay? Mm-hmm. But I'm here to say that I think that those little confirmations as they come along in our normal walk are the ones that give me confidence in the bigger picture. I think that's how I recognize when it's okay, I guess you'd say, or when God says, this is the direction I have for you, walk down this path with ease, it won't be such a climb.
Right, right. Let's take a break, our last break, and then when we come back, let's talk about how we can actually receive the confirmation that this is what we need to do. What does that look like in certain decisions, and what is it we are to do if we get the answer that says, not now, in a sense. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band Brothers Radio.
Help us reach more men with hope and biblical wisdom. Spread the word about Band of Brothers Radio at faithplace.org.
I don't know about your body, but my body loves protein. That's right. And when I think about delicious protein, I think about Hempler's Pepper Bacon. Hempler's hams, Hempler's bun buster hot dogs, Hempler's chorizo, Hempler's chicken sausage. It's all so delicious, and I don't have to worry about extra fillers. The entire Hempler collection of smoked meats is completely free of allergens, gluten, and MSG, and is made with care from their family to yours, using the Hempler family tradition of slowly curing, cooking, and smoking their meat naturally over hardwoods. To learn where you can purchase your own Hempler's meat, visit Hempler's.com.
Looking for another option for your internet service? Need a more reliable, high-speed internet? StarTouch is the premier provider of wireless broadband to businesses, government entities, schools, and residential customers in the Pacific Northwest. In fact, the talk show ministry you're listening to right now uses StarTouch as our internet provider. Experience the StarTouch difference. Get a free quote by visiting StarTouch.com.
You're changing my heart to roll with you.
Welcome back to Band of Brothers Radio, and we're talking about discernment, and we're using, the Bible talks about having discernment, that we do get that. We can get more of it by seeking the Lord and ask for it, and He will, when we're seeking Him, will give us more discernment, okay? But there's also the spiritual gift of discerning spirits, and this is not what we're talking about right now. So I just want to make sure that everyone understands that that is a little different topic of discerning the spirits itself. But here we want to talk about right now, we brought up with getting confirmation about when we seek others or ask others to pray for the situation or whatever it is that we want God's will to be done in our lives. So we seek those who we trust that may not have a selfish bone in their body, in a sense, when it comes to our relationship with them, but they want to seek God's will, you know, for you. If they, you know, in prayer, in a sense. In other words, they're sitting back and saying, okay, I will pray that in. I'll pray for that. If He gives me something, I'll let you know, type of thing. Okay. But then there's the time when all of a sudden you start to receive some of that feedback from those that you've asked for that sort of thing. Sometimes doors open up, sometimes doors close. Is that a telltale for sure that certain things are supposed to take place that way? Or can it be deceived that way? You know, that we still have, you know, because we believe in the Lord and He wants us to be doing His will, does not necessarily mean that everything that is in front of us, even though if someone says, I haven't received anything, doors start to open up. Does that mean that for sure that is the Lord opening a door? Or could it actually be a door is being opened up by the enemy? It says, yes, come right this way. There you see it, right in there. Follow, just keep going. Don't turn around. Don't look side to side. Just keep going straight. Anyway. What do you think?
And when I have sought that, which I have in recent weeks and months, both in prayer and with the men that I call my mentors, and I can't, the wisdom in what they say is that don't take my word for it. Here's where I think, here's what I think the Lord would say in your case. Those are the guys that continue to lead me back to embracing what it would that God would have for me, and their prayer for me is that it shows up in such a way that I can't deny it. But I also really have great respect for the guys that I go to, because they've maybe been down this road, and I'm certainly not the first guy to come to them for this kind of thing. So there's no doubt I've received both confirmation of go forward or stop from those experiences. But you know, brother, I think that Scripture does call us to seek the counsel of many. Wise men do that. And Scripture continues to remind us to be patient in those things that we may be anxious about, because that's difficult for us. We want it yesterday. I believe as we go down those paths, he does show up. And it doesn't have to be in a mystical sort of way. Like, oh, he just... No, the way he's showing up for me is in confirmation is through those very ways that you just mentioned.
You know, one of the things in 1 Corinthians, it talks about in the Spirit and seeking God and being able to do certain things. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, it says, "The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness."
There you go.
"And cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit." So in other words, here we want to be connected. We want to abide in him. We want to be connected to the vine. We want to be able to know that whatever he wants us to do, that we can get it done when we're seeking him. Okay, so verse 15 says, "The person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things. But such a person is not subject to merely human judgments, for who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Now, see, that's where it's through humility, being more Christ-like, and seeking to know what it is, not so much that all of a sudden I'm going to get what I want, but that truly is, if humility follows, if I have the mind of Christ, I have humility. And all of a sudden, with the humility, means that my ego is not in the way. My pride is not in the way. And in doing so, then all of a sudden, I am there responding to what the Spirit is saying, yes, this is what it is, you know, and that's the way it goes. And so often, if I look back in my own life, okay, I totally know when God wasn't part of any decisions that I made.
Yes.
And I know the times when I said that God was part of my decision making and he wasn't, because I wanted to get my way. And I also know the times when I've humbled myself and allowed him to just be able to speak to me, whether it's prompting me through his word, or prompting me in time of quiet with him, or prompting me through someone, another brother that I respect that is seeking the Lord and truly going in that direction. Now, this requires, in some cases, we're married. Our spouses are so vital in this decision-making and being able to say, "Lord, what is it that you want?" My wife and I, we've gotten together in prayer and just waiting on the Lord. That sometimes is one of the hardest things,
yes,
is waiting on the Lord, because we think we have to make a decision, because if we don't make a decision, because circumstances warrant that or designate that we need to make a decision, you know, and I say, unless you're going to fall off a cliff and a gun's going to be fired at you in a second here, there's nothing really that I have urgent that I need to make a quick decision. You know, one of the things I learned in recovery, and this is where I learned this from alcoholism, a sponsor of mine told me within the first 30 days, I told him, I said, "You know what, I'm thinking about doing something that was pretty major, okay?" And he looked at me and he says, "Here's what you asked me to be your sponsor, to help guide you." He says, "That's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to tell you, you don't make any major decisions within the first year of sobriety." Now, there's a reason for that, because sobriety is new. It's a new. You're sitting there going, "Oh, this is great. This is great. I'm going to, you know," I know from not only my own experience, from others' experiences, they've either married or divorced or started new jobs or looked at new businesses that they wanted to start up because they had this newfound ideas and feelings about life and everything that I haven't had for a long period of time, because now I'm a little more, I'm getting to that place of not necessarily clear-mindedness, but getting away from all the junk that was pounding me. And yet there was still more stuff that needed to come clear. It's kind of like getting the marbles, enough of them, and you put them in a platform and they shake them around to see which ones are going to fall into the holes that fit,
yeah,
right?
Yes,
and everything falls into place, but we don't want to wait. Mm-mm. I don't want to wait. No, it's all good. And we can make some really obscure and idiotic decisions at that time. And I've done that, okay?
That's probably been one of the most aidful exercises in this topic of discernment.
Mm-hmm.
Is taking that time, that patience. Even if it's the old walk away when you know you should, take that time, that reflection time. But, man, that is not how we're wired, is it? It is like react on the spot, get this done, get this handled kind of thing. And in that, too, I'll tell you, brother, there's almost a fear of delay sometimes that – and I'm pretty sure it's from the evil one, saying, no, you got to do this now. And if you don't, blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, okay, well, I guess about – and you know what? I'd rather check it off the box and be done with it. So I will agree with you, brother, that time of being in prayer and patience and fellowshipping with others and asking them on the difficult decisions, that's the journey. That's the path. That's what I have been doing in these last few months and wanting to share that, I guess.
Yes.
That it does show up because it has been obvious when it hasn't shown up.
Right, right. So we get to a place we're not sure exactly what it is and how it is that we need to discern. We've given you some tips on how to be able to go there. And one is, of course, the relationship between you and the Lord. It has to be continually improving. We've not ever arrived. We'll always continue to learn, learn, learn. As a result of that, we can actually take from what it says in Romans 12 here to wrap this up with when you pray for our brothers right afterwards. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep yourself spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. You know, put some of this stuff into works. You may be heading down the right path. Would you pray for our brothers?
Yeah, thank you, Heavenly Father, for this time and to be in your word. I just pray that this discernment and decision-making is based on the relationship that we have with you, and that confirmation is the one we desire most. I pray this for all those listeners and each and every soul. In your precious name, amen.
Brother, there is hope. You are definitely not alone.